Therefore, I'm embarrassed that among the ignorant pagans, there are those who pursue this mindset, if not in actions, at least in terms of judgment. They understand the transitory nature of present things. However, in our midst, some don't even comprehend this, as their judgment is corrupted. This is all the more perplexing, considering the scripture is consistently echoing in our ears, saying, "In his sight the vile person is scorned, but he honors those that fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord outshines everything. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the entirety of man. Do not be envious of evil men. All flesh is grass, and all the glory of man is like the flower of grass." Despite hearing these and similar reminders day by day, we remain attached to earthly matters. Just as children who continuously learn their alphabet but falter when asked to recite them out of order, triggering laughter, similarly, you follow us mindlessly when we list these matters in an orderly fashion. But when asked outside and without specific order what to consider first and what next, you fail to answer confidently and thus become laughable. Isn't it a bit absurd that those who hope for immortality and divine things which eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, squabble over transient earthly matters and regard them as enviable? If you still need to learn that wealth is nothing significant, that the present is but a shadow and a dream that dissolves and fades away like smoke, then you should remain outside the sanctuary for now, stay in the foyer. You are not yet fit to enter the heavenly courtyards, because if you can't yet discern the ever-changing and fleeting nature of earthly things, when will you be able to dismiss them?